is unchanged, only in appearance he has become so evil.
Did you get it? Two paragraphs explaining what? He was talking about a guy who has been far away for 10 years and he's trying to go back, right? He stopped it there and he brought these two long paragraphs to explain what? Because when we said this guy is going back, you thought that this guy is falling down. This guy is letting go of whatever he gained in these 10 years to go back to you. This is negative. This is positive. Because he was silly by coming out of Bukhara. He should have remained there. He will be happy when he goes back. This is the same stuff when we talk about the innocence you lost. Gaining that innocence is bad. You think it's bad because you admire all the cleverness, all the wit you got to become non-innocence. This is how it is. Look at it. Something that looks negative to you, it's positive. Because here positive and negative are turning around like this. What is a river? A river is good or bad? Depends. River is no good, no bad. If your Pharaoh river is bad for you, if you're Moses, the river will divide and let you even walk through. Both are there. Means stop judging everything by your first emotion. This is no good. That's no good. This return stuff we are talking about is the stuff that we all should do. It looks painful, but it is joyful. This is what he was trying to explain. I hope he succeeded. Now, let's go back to our own story.
How that Wakil, by love, made up his mind to return to Bukhara recklessly. Leave the candle of Mary lighted, for that ardent is going to Bukhara. Mightily impatient and in the blazing furnace, go make a transition to the Sadr-i-Jahan.
Yeah, I told you this. The words here he chooses are very delicate. First of all, he chooses Bukhara. You don't know why. Because for the Iranians, Bukhara is far away and very romantic in a way in that time. Then Bukhara means the steamy. It comes from Bukhar. Bukhar is the steam. And the steamy, somehow in Persian language, has different feelings to it, right? Then, the guy is from Bukhara, and his name is what? We call him first Vakil. Vakil means what? Means advocate. Sadr is the top. The highest level is Sadr, and the chest is the Sadr, right? So when we say Sadr-e-Jahan, we mean the highest point of the universe or the chest of the universe. That's what his name is. So he's playing with these, let's drop those little details, yes, and see the...
This Bukhara is the source of knowledge. Therefore, everyone who has that is a native of Bukhara.
Means what? He explained what I was trying to tell you. That this stuff I call Bukhara, this is the source of knowledge. Right? Therefore, wherever you will find a fire, it's Bukhara. Why fire? Because first of all, when you say Bukhari to an Iranian, he will think of what? The heater. You see, that gadget you put and you put the stuff in it and you burn it, that is Bukhari. So whenever it's cold, you're freezing, you think about that heat center, right? He mixes all of that to say that, okay, look at it. When I'm talking about Bukhara, don't think about a city. When I'm talking about this guy, don't think about one guy with one special name. I'm talking about you, okay? And I'm talking about this trip and all the surrounding of it. Yes.
In the presence of a sheikh, you are in Bukhara. Mm-hmm. See that you do not look on Bukhara as lowly.
As lowly, right? You know how lowly he is? Here, Bukhari. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Khar means low, means not good stuff at the same time. So here he will say, okay, Ta Bukhari dar Bukhara nangari. He's playing with this word a lot because there is a lot of meaning for this at the end. To imagine that, what is it? What is the place that you're going back to? What is that original stuff you're looking for? Here, the name is Bukhara and he's explaining it. Yes.
Save with lowliness. Its difficult ebb and flow will not give entrance into the Bukhara of his heart. O happy he whose carnal soul is abased. Alas for that one whose recalcitrance destroys. Separation from the Sadr-i-Jahan had shattered foundations to pieces of his soul. He said, I will rise up and go back thither. I have become an infidel. I will believe once more.
You see how he's explaining it. He is trying to explain to you why this guy wants to go back. Why do you need this explanation? Because this is why you should go back. This is how you understand that. What we mean by this going back, going to the originality. So, yes, the guy would say that, okay, let's go back to Bukhara. I was infidel, I become fidel. You see, infidelity is a special word which has nothing to do with Bukhara. But here, we say, that's what we call infidelity. Kafar. When you separate, this is infidelity. Going back, being connected, becoming we, then you are saved. Yes.
I will go back thither and fall before him, before its kindly thinking sadr. I will say, I throw myself before thee, revive or cut off my head like a sheep. 'Tis better to be slain and dead before thee, O moon, than to be the king of the living in another place.
Read that again.
'Tis better to be slain and dead before thee, O moon, than to be king of the living in another place.
That's the feeling. That's what makes us go back, because we understand that if you are dead but close to half, you are better than any life. You are really alive, because that's what it is, being close to half. Yes?
I have put it to the test more than 1,000 times. I do not deem my life sweet without thee. Sing to me, O object of my desire, the melody of resurrection. Kneel, O my she-camel, the joy is complete. O earth, swallow my tears, surely they are enough. Drink, O my soul, a draught that is now pure.
You're not surprised that Rumi went somehow berserk here. And everything that you're reading is in Arabic, it's not Persian. No Iranian will understand it even. That Arabic. Yes?
Thou hast returned to us, O my festival. Welcome. How goodly is the refreshment thou hast brought, O Zephyr. He said, Farewell, my friends. I have set out towards the Sadra who commands and is obeyed. Moment by moment, I am being roasted in the flames. I will go thither, come what may. Although he is making his heart like a hard rock, my soul is bound for Bukhara. It is the abode of my friend and the city of my king. In the lover's eyes, this is love of one's native land.
Again, you didn't give up. There are words over there that you didn't read because it was translated. When you said this is, it's like hard rock. How do you say hard rock in Persian? Sange Khara. Do you remember this? Bukhara, Bukhari, Khara. That's Sange Khara. The hardest stone is Khara. And he's playing with it. Why? Because the main word here is Khari. Means feeling very bad, feeling down. All of this complicated. And he wants to play with all of that to tell you that, you see, there is no up and down. They are all binded together like this. Look at it like that. Because this is the secret, actually. Yes?
How a loved one asked her lover, who had traveled in foreign countries, which city didst thou find the fairest and most strong and most magnificent and rich and charming?
Means what? Means we change the story, stop that story again, because you didn't get it really. I wanted to tell you that this guy who left Bukhara, now Bukhara is paradise for him. He should go back there. Why? First of all, Bukhara is not a very good place. Secondly, he didn't like it, he came out. It's difficult to go. And when he goes, no good stuff is waiting for him because he left, maybe they punish him. And all that negative stuff. But because the beloved is there, everything changes. All these will become upside down. So to him is different. Let me tell you another story. Some beloved will ask the lover that, what city is the best? Yes.
A loved one said to her lover, O youth, thou hast seen many cities abroad. Which of them then is the fairest? He replied, the city where my sweetheart is.
Yep.
Wherever the carpet is for our king is the plain, though it be the eye of a needle. Wherever a Joseph, as the moon may be, 'tis paradise, even though it be the bottom of a well.
Then finish. A short paragraph. At the beginning I told you, you should notice this. When he makes a very long paragraph or a very short one, to think why. Here he made a special paragraph, four verses, and an independent paragraph. The next one has nothing to do with this. It was just an example. And what was it? A very simple stuff. Beloved asked the lover, where is the best? He said, when the beloved is. Wherever the beloved is the best. Period. No other explanation. Two verses was insisting upon that. The first two verses was question and answer, then insisting upon it, explaining that. Do you remember the story of Joseph I was telling you? When the Joseph was in the whale, that was the best place to be. Do not forget that. Yes.
How his friends hindered him from returning to Bukhara and threatened him, and how he said, I don't care. A candid advisor said to him, O imprudent man, think of the end if thou hast skill. Consider reasonably the future and the past. Do not let thyself be burnt like a moth.